It's so strange he doesn't show me more affection than he needs.
Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North. At Sherwood High School this week, the drama department will put on its spring production. Thursday night begins the second part of a two-week run, and it's getting more than a little attention from the school community. The group is putting on Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida, which is an ambitious aim for a student theater troupe. But that ambition is emblematic of the approach of the school's theater director, who's stepping aside, more or less, after 45 years. Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke has the story.
Okay, stop. Look where Aida is. Over there.
When you try to measure the impact that Barb Gensler has on the students and even the staff around her, you don't need to read between the lines.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible because, I don't know, we're seeing like the last of a giant.
That's Glenn Helm, who is one of two students cast in the role of Marib in Shorewood's Aida. He's a junior, and so he stands to be on the stage for the end of one era and the beginning of the next.
I think there's maybe a pressure to kind of make it the best show. I wouldn't say anyone's any less motivated than past shows, but for this one, everyone really wants to be good because there's a certain importance to this show.
Start out, fade. This is a fade.
On a recent Saturday morning, tech rehearsal was underway, and the anxiety of getting a huge show ready mixed with the added significance of this particular production. Hundreds of students, parents, and people around Shorewood will attend the six performances, but the play is also expected to bring in scores of alumni from around the country, generations of former students whose lives are still shaped in some way by Barb Gensler. Jenny Hayden was never even in one of Gensler's productions, but is reprising her high school role of theater publicist.
As excited as I might be to pursue and basically try to just field all of the interest that's coming out of the woodwork now for drama, we're trying to figure out the best fit to support everyone's interest in paying tribute to the legend.
Hayden says part of the challenge is in reconciling what retirement will actually mean to Barb Gensler herself.
I think the reason her retirement will be more complex is that in the arts, when people have a passion and a talent for an art form that is meshed with a career, retirement to her doesn't mean she gets to leave her job and go spend more time with her art form. This is her art form. So when she leaves, all of the people that embody the life of it will also be gone.
Complicating that even further is the question of exactly what that art form is. Is it drama, teaching, or specifically teaching high school drama?
I think that the art form is translating big Broadway, of which she has stayed completely on top of and connected to, and high school age actors.
Okay, stop.
You'll get no argument from Barb Gensler.
The art form to me is, I'm a teacher, and I'm teaching them to think, and I'm teaching them to function, and I'm teaching them to actually act on cue, and I'm teaching them that they spend more time on something, they get more benefit out of it, because someday they're going to work, and that's going to be a benefit for them. I've always said that I teach life skills through the art of theater, not theater through the life skills.
And her actors have taken that lesson to heart. Senior Lydia Hartlob plays the title role in Aida.
You have to develop a pretty thick skin and remember that it's all the direction and any yelling is really for your own good and for the benefit of the show. It's very hard not to take direction personally, but it's a skill that you really need to develop if you're going to be in a show like this, at a place like this.
Some recent health issues have meant that Gensler is running the rehearsal from a wheelchair in the middle of the auditorium next to the sound console. But this does not mean she does not have a commanding presence.
Why did you drop the sails? What?
There are people assigned to hold them. They're not here.
What? There's only Zach gone.
And Charlie.
Yeah, but there's only one person with a sail.
Yeah, that makes two.
You have to keep the sail. Why do I have to do this 15 times?
Sails aside, Barb Gensler runs a tight ship. The rehearsal starts and stops until things are exactly as she wants them. In this case, it's the lighting.
Lighting's my favorite thing. I always said in my next life I'm going to be a lighting designer, and sometimes they laugh at me, but I love lighting. You see it in the studio theater for 6 weeks, and you see everything. You put it on stage, and all of a sudden these lights make it come alive.
Have you finished the the mat. From the mat, it looked like a curve to the middle.
Okay, stop. We got to take the center light down. Lydia doesn't have to glow like that.
The rehearsal stretched through the whole day, meaning a lot of work for Gensler, the cast, and the crew. A fair number of people have asked her over the past 45 years why she goes to such great lengths for just high school theater.
Oh, my God. Just high school theater is exactly what I have been fighting all my life. We are not just high school theater. No high school should be just high school theater. Kids can do anything. If you lift that bar and you push them to that bar, you would be amazed at what kids can do. I mean, I can go back and look at all my videos, and I'll tell you, we're high school theater who has a professional attitude and work ethic, and that gives us good theater, and that's what we are.
Can you imagine you're really going to be able to stop?
Of course not.
This is easy to believe.
And as for stopping, it's worth noting that Gensler has said just that Aida will be her last big show. And that leaves open the possibility her influence will be felt by still another generation of drama students. For Lake Effect, I'm Mitch Teich in Shorewood.
Nice, guys. Yeah, if we open like that, we are in big trouble.
Shorewood High School Drama's production of Aida runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. There's a link to more information about the production and its remarkable director from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next.